Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And I've had something on my mind lately that I want to talk about today, and that is enterprise content management systems and some of their differences from what we call file sharing apps, the Boxes and Dropboxes of the world. And there's been a lot of talk in the information management space about the relative merits and downsides of these two categories of applications. So just to lay the groundwork for this discussion, more traditional ECM or enterprise content management systems are designed to help companies manage their information securely and track their files at various stages of a project. Cloud-based versions of these systems allow companies to manage information internal to the business with rigorous permissions and security controls applied, but also share files and information collaboratively outside the firewall. But there's been a problem with ECM software. Historically, users have found these systems very heavy, complex, time-consuming to learn, and just a pain to use on a regular basis, not user-friendly. So many of them have bucked ECM systems in favor of simpler technologies such as shared drives or file sharing technologies, those Boxes and Dropboxes that I referred to. And I actually came across a study recently that said that more than half of employees surveyed were admitting to using rogue apps that their company did not sanction to get their jobs done. So the reason for all this prelude is that next week we're going to be hosting a tweet chat on the merits of ECM versus file sharing. And we have several experts in the field on board to talk about this and answer some of our questions and engage with our readers on the topic. So today I have with me expert Steve Weissman, who's going to give us a prelude to some of what we're going to talk about Thursday. So welcome, Steve.
Thanks very much. No pressure at all.
No pressure. It's just you. You're the one expert in the room.
Glad to be here.
So, and we're going to be using the hashtag CloudECM for everybody who's listening. And Steve, I have a lot of questions for you. We're going to have many up on deck next week, but I'm just going to start with a few of the ones that we thought might be pertinent to this discussion. So my first one is, are there times when, you know, a box or a Dropbox makes sense and times when enterprise content management is more appropriate?
I'm so tempted just to say yes and leave it at that. But that is the answer. Yes, there are times where it's more appropriate to go one way versus the other. The challenge is it's very difficult to say as a broad statement when you want to do one versus the other. I mean, you've heard this upcoming statement from me a million times, and folks out there who have read my stuff and heard other podcasts and things that we've done. Really, you have to start with a question. You have to start with what business problem you're trying to solve. Because the answer as far as which way to go when it comes to file sharing and content sharing, it really depends what you're trying to accomplish. And there is an equal chance of pursuing a strategy that will turn out to be overkill as there will, what would you call it, underkill? You know, so it, for me, it's a lot of, are you just sharing files, literally, hi, this is finished, here, read it? Or are you file sharing because you want to actually collaborate on the creation of the content or the curation of the content? So it really depends. It really depends on the nature of the business problem you're trying to solve.
Right, gotcha. So for listeners, like if it's a situation where a company is literally just trying to give multiple people access to files, a box or a Dropbox might be more appropriate, whereas if you have more of a complex set of processes that involve like a real workflow and you want to know what's happening at each phase of that process and who's doing what when and have real edit and revision capability, maybe it's more of an ECM proposition. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. Rarely is it an either or, though, at least in my experience, at least with organizations of any size, because usually if you have more than, I don't know, 300, 700, 200 people, there are situations where you need that more complex workflowy kind of thing, as well as perhaps simple sharing of files so that everybody else can read the results. So again, I hate to keep coming back to it, but it really is the best answer I can give. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. One thing I will say is that until very recently, the sort of typical file share services that you could get, like a Box or a Dropbox, that class of products, that's pretty much all they did. They were really good at it. There were certainly ways to secure and protect the document, at least to a certain point. But if you needed the business process pieces, they didn't do that. The world is changing. There are getting to be more ECM-like controls available on those services, and there are getting to be BPM-like vendors and ECM vendors that are working to interoperate more with those services. So the lines are blurring.
Yes.
So you really do have to take a hard look at what is it that you need to do and why and for whom, and then look at it through both ends of the telescope. Talk to the ECM vendors and see if it's overkill. Talk to the file share organizations and see if maybe it's not sophisticated enough, or maybe it is now.
Okay, so my next question is kind of, I think, where the rubber meets the road for a lot of organizations. And maybe it's a paper tiger, but I'm going to throw it out anyway, given cloud-based ECM. But a lot of ECM vendors trot out security as one of the very important reasons to go with ECM, because you can have safe, secured, encrypted information behind the firewall. You can also collaborate with third parties and all that jazz in the cloud. And that's one of the big comparisons they make with a Box or a Dropbox, which they say is inherently insecure. What's your take on that?
I think the gap is narrowing rapidly, and in many cases has narrowed enough to, I don't want to quite say to be irrelevant, but to be certainly a lot less relevant than it was. Again, it could be just things are changing. You know, there are also degrees. It's not enough just to talk about security. Well, what kind of security? What depth of security? You can get, if you will, document, quote-unquote, I'm doing a lot of air quotes. I see that. But, you know, content or document security down to a level where nothing actually gets downloaded. It just lights up the screen in the shape of a document so you can read it, and then as soon as you turn your screen off, it goes away. You know, that's not mainstream, but you're not going to find that with a Box or Dropbox class company, because they're targeting a different kind of business problem. So, you know, we talk about security. When is good enough good enough? For most typical enterprise kinds of applications, writing press releases, you know, that kind of stuff, probably what you can get without full-blown ECM is enough in many cases, which is why so many respondents to that survey that you mentioned are using them, whether or not they're sanctioned. Well, by the way, on that note, I'm really curious to see how many actually are using unsanctioned services. What you talked about were the people who admitted to it. I bet the actual number is higher.
Right. I would hazard a guess to agree with you. But even that number alone, just based on the number of respondents who are saying that openly that they're bucking what's sanctioned, it's a high. It's more than half. So that's significant. Okay, so that leads into my next question, which I didn't totally prepare you for, but I think is another place where the rubber meets the road, and you started to talk about it, And that's user friendliness. So that's where the boxes and the drop boxes tend to win and make the more persuasive case. When I've talked to them, that's one of their propositions, really. On the ECM side of things, there are ways in which they're making the UI more friendly to users. They're trying to make that learning curve shorter. They're also trying to build in, you know, mobile friendly and other kinds of features that kind of mimic all the things that we in our consumer lives consider user friendly. So what's your take on ECM versus file sharing in the user friendly department?
I think you nailed it. I think it's one of the reasons, my guess would be, my instinct tells me it's the primary reason so many people are using them, even though they're not supposed to. People will find a way to get their work done in the way that they deem simplest, regardless of the corporate policy, unless you're actually blocking, technically, the ability to log on to those sites, in which case people will go home and do it. You know, usability is something that over the last 20, 25 years of my career in and around these spaces, that has gone from something that was sort of the bailiwick of the application designers, and it was sort of something that took place in a lab deep underground somewhere, if it happened at all, to something that is literally right here now in our faces. A big reason for that is the consumerization of IT. As the expression goes, the notion of having a device in your pocket that lets you do lots of stuff, including downloading your own apps and everything else, is more than just creeping into today's enterprise. It's coming to be an expectation. So for me, the usability question is one of the first things that I talk about when I'm consulting and when I'm teaching, because it's a big part of the whole change management exercise, which is how are we going to get people to use these systems? If you make it hard to use, they're just not going to, and you will immediately diminish the value you get from them. So it's absolutely critical.
Okay, so now let's talk on the vendor side. We've talked about some of the issues on the user side. In terms of the vendor side, one of the other big issues has been that a lot of these traditional ECM software vendors were built in an on-premises world where you maintained your apps in your own data center, and they really weren't well positioned to move to the cloud. Some of that is changing, I think you're going to say, but do you think that on the whole ECM vendors are kind of ready for the cloud-first, mobile-first world that we live in now, or do they still have work to do?
If we think about them in tiers, that is P-I-E-R-S, not P-E-A-R-S, you know, the well-established, long-time ECM players, the FileNet, the Documentums, use their original brands, you know, that class, they're certainly ready, but I still do think they have work to do. So that's why I say both. I don't really hear any resistance from any quarter about, you know, the cloud is a fad or it's not important or it's not good enough. You know, a lot of the things that we heard a few years ago when it first really became popular. But there's a lot more to being, quote-unquote, the cloud than just simply putting the server somewhere where people can get access to it. I mean not just people within a company, but lots of different companies. It's not just time sharing, in other words. So part of the question that listeners, you need to ask yourselves if and when you're thinking about this, they're more architectural. You know, depending on your need for responsiveness and security and scalability and all kinds of other things, is the ECM offering, whether it's simple file sharing or something more complex, has it been built with a cloud mentality in mind? You know, depending who you talk to, you get a different checklist of things. But how do they handle, you know, dynamic capacity and virtualization and you know, usually there's heavier duty failover kinds of capabilities. things that may or may not show up when you're thinking about an on-premise purchase, but really get to be important when you're talking about doing something in the cloud, actually on any scale. So that's why I gave you that kind of in-between answer to start, because it's more than just whose firewall is it behind.
Yep.
There are actually technical considerations to factor in. And then back to my original point, you know, what business problem you're trying to solve, you then have to filter through it all and decide which is the best series of trade-offs for you, because that's certainly going to be different than it will be for somebody else.
So that leads nicely to my final question, which is, you know, and when I took over Search Content Management last year, one of the first things that I wrote about was the subject of ECM and file sharing, and we looked at the trends for 2014, and one of the big trends was this notion that hybrid ECM was going to become, it might not become widespread in terms of adoption, you know, it was something like in the teens in terms of adoption then, but we were going to see an uptick and we were just going to see it continue. And that was sort of the future of ECM. Do you agree with that? And do you think that hybrid ECM, where it's on-prem and in the cloud, is really the most persuasive, compelling alternative to these file sharing services? Or is that not the root of the issue?
I think those are two different questions, because one gets at architecture and the other gets at the type of application it is. In other words, you can do file sharing on-premise in the cloud or in a hybrid way. You know, it's a matter of what works best for you as a company because of your technical skills, your IT infrastructure, your budget, you know, your ability to make or not make capital expenses part of your purchase decision. You know, do you need to buy it as a piece of equipment or is it something that you expense as a service? That's one set of questions. The other set of questions has to do with the file sharingness of it. You know, is just putting it out there for people to pull down and read enough, or do you need more full-blown ECM VPN capabilities? So you have to look at it in both dimensions and make the best match. Philosophically, my belief is that managing stuff where it lives is always best if you can do it and do it affordably and efficiently. In other words, at the beginning of ECM land, it was always, oh, get the stuff from wherever it is and throw it all in the central repository because it's more effective and efficient and blah, blah, blah. And it may have been at that time. It isn't necessarily the case now. So as perhaps a more useful answer than it depends, I would say don't dismiss hybrid out of hand, because you may have things in systems that are working just fine and you find out that your issue really is shareability, and a lot of that can be achieved through intelligent metadata management and search. So I think the future, maybe forever, we'll combine these different hosting options, but there's lots of room in between to tune them to maximum effect for you. Does that make sense?
I think so. I mean, I think it gives listeners a lot to think about in terms of what makes sense, given their architecture and their business needs. But I think it does make sense, and we're going to find out on Thursday. Because I hope that a lot of people who get a chance to listen to this will take part in our Tweet Jam. So once again, that hashtag is CloudECM, and that'll be Thursday, November 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll have Steve on board, Lawrence Hart, and Ron Miller. So Steve, do you have any final thoughts before I let you go?
No, I'll hold on to them, as you just did, because I'd like to see everybody online on Thursday.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us, And as always, you can find out more about things like enterprise content management on searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.